Welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selena Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pevitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship, and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Project Love podcast. Vicky and I are here together today, but obviously not together because the lockdown in the UK continues. Do you know how many days it's been, Vicky, since we went into lockdown?
I do, actually. I worked this out this morning, so I was curious about it.
So did I.
Yeah, so it's week 7 this week.
Is it been 42 days? Am I correct in calculating?
By the end of the week, yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, no, 7 times 7 is 49, yes. So it's 42 now.
Yeah. Do you know what? Oh, just even seeing that number, it's like, how have we done it? How are we still doing it? And I think actually, I really feel that this week everyone's like, right, guys, we can do this. Just like get that, it's time for resilience, you know, that to keep going and pick ourselves up and keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've actually had a month off, as many of you will have noticed who follow us on a weekly basis. We had planned that anyway, and we wanted to honour that and give ourselves a little rest, rest being very important. And we wanted to come back with, well, I suppose a coronavirus special, because it's still just the main topic. I mean, it's difficult to really think about anything else. I'm still finding it hard to look to the future. And so the idea of having guests on during this time felt a bit weird, because I was just like, we're just going to be talking about what's happening right here, right now. So we thought, let's keep doing that. And during lockdown, our weekly podcast episodes are going to be focused on, living life during coronavirus and during lockdown, until we're set free again into the world and you and I can hold each other.
Yay! Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, God, the cuddling that's going to be happening. And actually, we have been having big virtual hugs online every Monday. With Project Love community members who've been able to join us. And that has been, honestly, one of the highlights to my week. It's been so nourishing, so gorgeous. We've got one, we're recording this on Monday, we've got one later today. And we will be carrying on doing those. So if you'd like to join us, anyone can join, it's for free. You just join us on Zoom. Head on over to, blimey, now I'm going to have to remember the URL, loveprojectlove.com/, let's see, sorry, I'll say it again.
I think it's loving, is it?
Loving. They're the Project Love Lovin'. So you can sign up there and we'll send you the Zoom link and you can join in. But yeah, it's an hour of just taking a step back to really acknowledge actually how we're doing, how we're feeling. We all share tips on, you know, what we've been up to, how we're getting through this, how we're managing the roller coaster of emotions. So we thought we'd do the same today in this episode, do a coronavirus special, and just talk about how it's been for us, talk about what we've been learning in those love-ins about how people have been getting through it, and the different experiences of being in lockdown. Some people are in lockdown with crammed into a house with lots of family members. Some people are in lockdown on their own. You're in lockdown in a open plan studio. The only door is the bathroom door. And a dog.
Yep.
So let's start off, Vicky. Why don't you, how have you been finding these past 42 days?
In a nutshell.
42 days. God.
I was actually quite surprised to work it out, actually, that we're in week 7 now. Oh. It has gone really fast. I think if 7 weeks ago someone had said it's going to be at least 7 weeks, it would have felt like such a long time.
It would have been unbearable.
I was quite surprised to see we were already quite far into this. It still feels quite surreal to me, even though we are a number of weeks in. It still feels quite surreal. I still find myself like I'll be walking the dog and I just think, I can't believe this is happening. Yeah, it's just been very up and down, as it is for everybody right now. I think everyone's got their own sort of, you know, versions of that going on in their lives. But what was really interesting is, as we've gone through, you know, through the weeks, just some of the, I guess, silver linings and opportunity that has come out of it. So creativity is one thing that I've really noticed. I'm having lots of creative ideas in the shower and in the bath of things that I want to create for our community. I've been creating lots of EFT tapping videos on Project Love's Instagram, and also a love coaching Instagram has now been created, Vicky the Love Coach, which you can find on Instagram. And I've been loving all of the you know, the opportunity to create, because usually I'm so booked up week after week. And, you know, there are a few weeks during lockdown where I just had a bit more space for me, more space to create, more space to be of service. And so, yeah, that's been a real silver lining, just having the opportunity to do that. But just, you know, some things have really surprised me, like the positive connection that I've really found with my family during this as well. So I'm not that close to my family, but they've invited me to this WhatsApp group, and they've all been checking in on each other every day. And last week, not weekend gone, the one before, we did a family quiz. And it was just like so great to connect with them all. They all live in different parts of the country. And yeah, that was just such a nice surprise, something that's, you know, something positive that's really come out of this, that positive connection with family that I don't really connect with very often. And now I feel so much more connected with through WhatsApp and, you know, things like the quiz. My mum hosted it, and it was brilliant to see her in action. Yeah, and just like
and that's just amazing.
Yeah, and just hearing like family's experience, their experience of lockdown as well. So my mum started lockdown with this creative project, and she started writing some children's novels that she's had on her radar for ages. And she's writing like thousands of words a day, and like just, you know, I was checking in on her. I was like, how are you able to focus so much? Like, this is like the early weeks, like week one and two. Yeah. And so I've just been loving the positive connection that's really come out of that with my mum, and also having great conversations with my dad. He's all the way over in the Philippines. We don't talk that often either. And I've been really checking in on him and finding that I'm having sort of longer conversations with him as well. And I think it can be quite a bonding experience connecting over this. So that's something that surprised me, and that's something that's really positive and lovely silver lining.
That's amazing. I love that. So in fact, in all this, in the physical distancing,
yeah,
it's actually created the opportunity for greater connection.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I had no idea about that, Vicky. I love that.
Yeah.
So cool.
Tell me about you.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, I think what would be just hearing you at the beginning talking about, you know, all that space and how you've been able to create more because of having that space. And, you know, I think collectively it has been one big pause and slowing down and a lot more stillness and going inward, even for those of us who are still busy, you know, with work and, but particularly for people who've been furloughed or you know, businesses just stopped for a while. I think it would be wonderful to do an episode, perhaps as we start to, you know, begin to leave lockdown. I know some, you know, in America, a lot of, I don't know if all of them, but certainly I know my brother in Texas, they've been released into the world again, slowly, bit by bit. But when it happens here in the UK, I think it would be really good to do an episode about what lessons we've learned during lockdown that we want to continue with. And that's been something that's been hearing a lot of people saying, you know, that there are a lot of people saying to me, I don't know if I want life to just return to how it was completely after lockdown. You know, there are things that I've really valued during lockdown that I don't want to lose that. And I think it would be really powerful to do a whole episode on that, because like you say, there's so much we could talk about in this episode, and we kind of just wanted to do this one as a bit of a check-in and just a good old natter about it all. For me, well, so it's funny because I was going to be taking, well, certainly the whole of March and part of April to write my book on burnout. So I was going to do a natural locking down anyway. I had no plans of going. I had no plans of leaving the house at all. And then suddenly the whole world was doing it with me, which was kind of lovely. But then also what I wasn't accounting for was the fact that I would be going into my writing cave with to the background of a global pandemic, and also then my son not being at school. And I've been sharing that with my partner, and he's really been taking the lion's share so I can focus on writing. So that has, and it's, you know, your mum who has been writing away, it has been actually, at first it was kind of a wonderful escape from everything that was going on. It was a way to like almost draw the curtains, focus on my writing and sort of, yeah, forget for a moment about what was going on. I've definitely found it's been an emotional roller coaster, mm-hmm. in part because I'm writing a book, and that is any creative journey like that is a bit emotional, but it has been definitely emotional. Just the physical distancing and the uncertainty, mm-hmm. and you know, we were saying in the love-in, you know, from one day to the next, you just don't know how you're going to feel. And then someone mm-hmm. laughed and said, from 1 hour, from 1 minute to the next, mm-hmm. you sometimes don't know how you're going to feel. Mm-hmm. I definitely found that Mondays actually, yeah, that is changing a bit recently, but Mondays have been the day where I've woken up and felt sad all day until we have the love-in, which always then, you know, perks me up. But I think it's because the weekend can start to feel normal. It could be any weekend where we decide to spend it at home. And then you wake up on Monday morning, it's just like, oh yeah, it's not. I can't go and see anyone. I've really missed hanging out with my female friends, you know, and just, it is wonderful having Zoom. We're incredibly fortunate that this is happening in a time of technology. But it's not the same as being physically together. There must be something energetically. I think you're also able to relax more and read one another more and tune into one another more, I think, when you're physically together. Mm-hmm. But as a result, I definitely felt the call to go inwards and definitely felt the call to connect more with nature. Mm. And so I've been finding a connection with nature and an intimacy with nature in a way, perhaps maybe because I haven't been able to have that with my girlfriends. And so I've been like, right, you trees, you're my new sisterhood.
That sounds very raunchy, an intimacy with nature.
I know. It's not been raunchy. I don't want you to get the wrong idea, although everyone needs to their own. But yeah, so I think I've learned so much during this time. I'm excited, actually, even the idea of, I love a bit of reflection, but when we do start to come out of this, to look back at the lessons learned and which ones I want to carry forward. And it's also, of course, been tying in with writing a book on burnout, which is largely about how to manage your energy and how to thrive in life. And one of the big lessons I've learned is that how much I need to start the day in stillness and reflection. And I've now bought myself a leather-bound journal, Vicky.
You're talking my language.
Yeah, I know. And I've really got into journaling. I've been testing out all sorts of different ways. Maybe it's getting up and having a cup of coffee and then standing in the newly turfed garden. We transformed our garden at the start of lockdown. It was like a dirt heap and we leveled it out and turfed it. So standing in the garden, my feet in the grass and connected with nature, or is it doing a meditation? And I've just been experimenting with different things. And then eventually I was just like, actually, do you know what? Having a conversation with that deeper part of myself and being still, but also reflecting and writing, that is really just every day a nourishing way to start the day. No matter how I feel, I always feel like doing that. And really learning about yin and yang as part of my book. And it's about yin being the sort of feminine, still, empty, all that stuff. And then yang being active, masculine energy, getting out there. And it says you always have to begin with yin.
Mm.
You know, we're in our culture, we're so yang, we're so masculine energy. And like, I am very masculine energy. Leap out of bed, right, let's go. It's fucking exhausting. even during lockdown, I was doing that until finally I just was like, enough. enough. And so now, starting the day with that stillness and reflection, I'm like, this is key for me. This is absolutely key for me. And from there, I can then leap into action. But if I start by leaping out of bed, doing, it's just going to be more exhaustion. That's my big lesson at the moment.
Yes, yeah, so it sounds so nourishing.
You know what I love, Vicky? I love thinking, like, what when we look back on this, we'll be like, do you remember when during lockdown? And one of the things Vicky and I have been doing is on a Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
A kazoo quiz. Because there's a big popular quiz one, pub quiz one, isn't it? Called Kazoot. Is that right?
I don't know.
That's where it's, well, this is what I understood. So our friends did a one called Kazoo, where you literally get a toy kazoo. I don't know if I've got one.
I didn't even know what a kazoo was until a few weeks ago. And now I'm using one every week.
I'll see if you get, is this? That's a kazoo. I just happened to have one to hand. And so each team, we have about a team of six, and each team has to play a tune in 45 seconds and everyone else has to guess it. And we've done at least two Saturday nights have been spent doing that. It's so hilarious. And I was like, we're going to look back and be like, do you remember during lockdown how every Saturday we used to get together and do a kazoo quiz?
I think I've done four or five of these now.
My God.
And they are so funny. And the first one was you had to guess the song first. So you had to be the first one to guess. And I'm just terrible in scenarios like that where, you know, you have to like think about what it is and quick and type it. And then your hands can't type because you're under so much pressure.
All the fingers typing funny. At the same time.
Yeah, I just suddenly couldn't type. Like the pressure was too much.
Oh no, I couldn't have handled that. We ended the last one this weekend on a joint Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
It was one of the best moments of my life. Everyone having a go on the kazoo.
Yeah.
But I do like, you know, I do also like the feeling that we are living through history. You know, and just remembering it all.
Which is why it is good to journal your experience, because this is, it's like a time capsule, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Which is why I like starting my new journal today, writing the date and writing down 40 days into lockdown due to coronavirus. And I want to capture.
Yeah.
This is what the day is like. This is what we do. So obviously a lot of people have been experiencing is quite a lot of anxiety in the face of uncertainty. And you have been amazing in our love-ins doing tapping and EFT and also posting tapping EFT videos up on our Instagram account at Love Project Love. You have, to me, become the queen of being able to just own your own feelings, feel all the feelings and calm your nervous system and anxiety. Can you give some tips on, you know, what your advice is to people who are on the days where they do feel anxious, like how long is this going to be? And, or actually even anxiety as well, that we will most definitely, I mean, I feel most anxious going out of the house. And I think even when lockdown starts to lift, and in fact, we'll be putting this out on Thursday, which is the day here in the UK when we're expecting to get an announcement about potentially the lockdown beginning to ease off. So I think there will be quite a lot of anxiety as well as we do start to get back out into the world. You know, God, the first time on public transport for those of us who haven't been on it.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it's running, is it? Must be for some people.
Well, buses for key workers, yeah.
Yeah. So what are your tips on anxiety, managing anxiety?
Well, in terms of tools, there is tapping, and I actually did one recently that it was a tapping IGTV that you can do in the mornings to get ready for the day. So you can be doing something like a morning ritual that sort of sets the tone for the day, or, you know, helps you to step into a place of calm before you know, you get on with your day or start your day. But I think actually the most important tool right now is compassion and kindness. Like, to really just meet yourself where you are. You don't need to try and change it or fix it. You just be with it. So if you wake up feeling anxious, then that's okay. Allow yourself to feel it, and just if you can, just don't distract yourself if you're feeling it. You may not always notice, you may not always be able to label it as anxiety. I find that actually. I know the signs of sort of worry and anxiety in me, but sometimes I can't sort of label it cognitively as anxiety in that moment that I'm experiencing it. But if you can sort of notice that it is anxiety, I think labeling it can be beneficial, and to know that anxiety is a very natural response to what we're all experiencing right now. Be compassionate with yourself and others as well. Really dial up that compassion and kindness towards others too. I've really had to take my own advice on that one. I've noticed that there have been a few times in the park walking my dog, and I've encountered some quite aggressive sort of interactions with people, and my default response is to think, God, like, where are their manners, and da 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 da. And actually I think it's really taught me about patience with myself, but patience with others as well, because everybody's going through their own experience, and it's a very challenging time. And I think really extend that kindness, compassion and patience to others as well as yourself. Tools, there are so many tools out there. Meditation is another tool that helps to calm the nervous system. So any sort of tool or ritual that calms the nervous system is amazing. So, breath work, meditation, mindfulness, and of course EFT tapping. It helps you to step out of fight or flight mode or fight, flight, freeze mode. And then you're able to step into a much more resourceful state of mind. We're using a different part of the brain when we're feeling that stress and anxiety. It's very fight, flighty. So doing something that helps to calm the nervous system will help us to get a bit more perspective, step into that place of resourcefulness that we all have within. And really dial up that loving voice, really activate that loving voice and, speak to yourself with kindness and compassion.
Yeah. It's so interesting because I've been doing lots of research around that fight or flight mode and our kind of stress response, and what happens when we're in that state is that a couple of really things that I found really interesting is that you naturally lose connection with your body. Mm. So you stop being able to hear your body so well. The reason is because if you were running from there was saber-toothed tiger to remind us of how far back this goes. But when you are literally having to run for your life, if you were to stumble, twist your ankle, if you could really feel that pain, it would be holding you back. You need to be able to keep running and sort of numb yourself to it. And that's why we actually don't feel such connect. So that's why when you are stressed, you're suddenly, all the self-care habits go out the window. Because you'll find yourself, you've gone all day without eating or something. It's just because you couldn't really sense that hunger like you would normally. But also when you're in that stressed out state, I'm always just like, you're thinking from the really like dumb part of your brain. So it's like, that's a horrible way to say it, but I always find it quite funny. But it's because you're using the part of your, you can't, it's the part of the brain that's real, like basic survival. It's you're no longer in the part of your brain that's to do with rational, higher thought, getting perspective.
Yeah.
And that's why you're not in that part of the brain. All your focus in the part that's just about basic survival, which again is essential. And there's no point for, you don't want to be philosophizing when you need to be in the moment and like acting really fast. And so I just love understanding why that happens. But that's why when we're feeling anxious or, we're doing lots of research about smartphone addiction, which I realized a few months back, I was actually massively addicted to my smartphone, and how much that causes anxiety and how much that slows you down at work, for example, because it keeps you in this constant state of low fight or flight anxiety. And then your brain is working far less efficiently as a result.
And we talked about this in last week's Love In, and we talked about having a visual reminder of things that help you to release stress reduce anxiety. And that's such a good idea, having like a self-love toolkit, well-being toolkit, which we've talked about in podcasts before, but having it like up there by your desk or somewhere where you'll see it every day. Because when you're in those moments, you need that reminder, like from your previous self that was able to, you know, be like wise and loving and nurturing, and you need her to tell you what to do.
But it's almost coming back to just thinking about what you were saying before, is having that space to be able to be creative. If you're busy, busy, busy all the time and you've got a schedule that's jam-packed, and you are therefore like just in that slight high alert, just constantly things to do,
yeah,
we are unable to get into that. We need to really relax and calm our nervous system to be able to dream and reflect. And yeah, I love it. Exactly. When you're in that space, that get your wiser self to the calm, when you're in the self to write out, right, when you're stressed, do these things. I've literally done that. I've had it on my wall. When I'm feeling stressed, I need to X, Y, and Z. I know there's the variety of different things that I can do that help, because I literally will forget. I used to say, how is it that when I'm feeling stressed, I literally, it's completely out of my mind. It never occurs to me to do any of the self-care practices that I would normally think of. And then I was like, oh, it's because I'm in the part of the brain that's just like not got that. It's just that's stored in the other room.
Yeah.
That knowledge is in the other room, not the emergency meeting room.
Yeah.
Not the panic room. but it's also really valuable to understand, you know, it's not a fault. It's not like a, you know, faulty programming in us that we feel get anxious, and it's why we've survived as a species, you know. Same reason why we're negatively got this negative bias. That's what's helped us to survive. That's why you and I are here, because in our bloodline, we had brains that were really good at spotting danger.
Yeah.
We're still here. So it's like, it's so valuable, isn't it, to understand why we are the way we are. But having those tools to calm the nervous system back down, so you can think clearly.
Exactly.
But also don't give yourself a hard time for feeling like that. Just like compassion and kindness.
Yeah, exactly. Just going back to your point about creativity, that is why we have ideas in the shower, isn't it? Because we're just we're calm. We are
so inconvenient.
We're more in the yin energy, or it's walking the dog or in the bath. Like I don't have creative ideas. If I were to sit down on my laptop and think, okay, well, I need to come up with a creative idea for something today, I can't do that. I just can't do it. And that must be why, because your mind isn't in that sort of mode.
And it's because, I mean, people are different, but definitely, I mean, the intuitive mind, a lot of incredible, well, everyone from scientists to artists, I've suddenly forgotten his name. Einstein.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
That one. That clever scientist. Einstein says, there's a quote that's something along the lines of that, you know, the intuitive mind is the sacred mind. That is the one, that is the great sacred mind, and that the rational mind is the servant. But we're in a society that's got it the wrong way around. And so we kind of you know, really respect and admire and celebrate the rational mind, and an intuitive mind is like, what? So what if you've got a hunch? Give us hard facts and evidence that this will work. And James Lovelock, who's an incredible engineer and scientist, and he says in his book Novocene that I was reading recently, he said, all my greatest inventions have come about through those intuitive moments, and those only happen when you relax your mind and you allow your mind to do its thing in the background, which is why when you're washing up or going for a run or having a shower, that's why so many people's best ideas happen then, which I always find like, always when I'm on a bloody run, I suddenly like write it. I'm like literally speaking out a chapter in my head and I'm like, I need to capture this. You will literally see me running, stopping the music on my phone and dictating as I run.
Like Alan Partridge.
Yeah. Or sometimes like running back into the house, running straight upstairs and diving onto my computer to capture this now before I lose it. But they've even invented, because this is, you know, this phenomenon, they've invented waterproof pens and notebooks to have in the shower.
No way, really? Yeah.
Yes, because that is, you know, so that's why it's so important to take step away and go for a walk if you're trying to come up with ideas, and you know, let your right side of your mind, your intuitive mind, do its thing. Which is, it's not linear thinking. But and even though I know all that, I still find it very hard because I'm so programmed to think I must, if I just sit here and think hard enough, then I will figure it out. And that's what we were taught at school.
Yeah, exactly.
Just think about it. Well, actually, no. Actually, probably should have said, go off into the playground, have a play, have a run around, see what comes to you. That would have been the amazing guidance that would have been far more useful.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Yeah.
I just, I'm starting The Artist's Way.
Are you? Course.
Yeah. So I just, I bought this in 2017 and I realized I'd written the declaration that you have to write before you do the 12 week journey. And the date was like February 2017. It's only taken me 3 years to actually get it back up again and
take the first step.
Now I'm ready for week one. It's so me. I often do that. I'll resist something for a few years and then I'll think, oh, now I'll do that. Now I'll start journaling after thinking about it for 3 years that I want to do it.
Yeah, well, that's me. Yeah. I mean, and again, but again, it's compassion. And again, it's recognizing that we grow. It's, you know, and things happen, you know, when they're ready to. You can't force things. Mm. You wouldn't want to do The Artist's Way feeling like it was a chore that you must do.
No.
When actually, in your heart of hearts, it's just, it's for whatever reason, even if it is just about resistance.
Yeah.
You just don't want to do it. So sometimes, okay, well then, don't push it. And it's then other times like you do have to put in that discipline. And
yes, exactly. And it wasn't a priority. I had so many other things on during that time. And yeah, as you say, it would have been a chore. But now I've got more time on the weekends to do all the reflection exercises and things. And she was saying exactly that about the left-right brain, that we need to rebel against that programming and learn how to play again and learn how to use our imaginations again, because we just were taught to not. It was, drilled out of us growing up.
Yeah, and it's taught that it's a luxury, it's a treat, it's a nice to have. It's it's not serious. Like, you know, so whenever I feel like, hey, now I need to get serious, I need to get serious about this, all the fun and play goes out the window. But the fun and play is what brings about the best work and the best ideas and the best dreaming and the best.
Yeah.
But it's it will be a lifetime of work to just keep mindfully coming back to, oh yeah, that is how I am programmed. And so it's always, so much of it is unlearning.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about unlearning, really, isn't it?
Mm. Pretty much everything that we
everything's about unlearning. There we go. We've come to the crux of it all. Oh, I really love doing episodes like this.
Yeah, me too. They're great.
Being able to have a good, deep conversation. That's what Project Love is. So, I mean, that's what we're all about at the heart of it is, yeah, just having these deeper, meaningful conversations, Vicky. We do it when we're hitting record and when we're not.
Yeah, we do. We are D&Ms on love and life, pandemic or no pandemic.
Yeah. But, so I think for as long as the lockdown continues and our lifestyles are, strongly determined by having to stay indoors, then I think we carry on with these sort of coronavirus specials. I would love to do a special about dating during the time of coronavirus, because that has been fascinating, hasn't it, Vicky? When this all began, we were like, well, I mean, no one's going to be dating now, are they? And actually, what has been happening in the world of dating?
Well, it was so funny because we had a conversation with HMRC on week one of lockdown, or, you know, week zero of lockdown. And when we explained our jobs, and you know, I was saying, you know, I help people with their love lives, help them with dating, and the woman at HMRC actually laughed.
She got the giggles.
She
properly couldn't stop laughing.
Because she, you know,
like, wow.
And we were the same. We were like, yeah, well, nobody's gonna want to date now. But actually, over the weeks, there's been so much good stuff that's come out of this in terms of research and people's experiences. And I've got so much to share on it, but I think let's save it till we can really go deep into it. Cause I think that'll be such a good episode.
Yeah. So we'll do an episode on that. Definitely we'll do an episode as we're coming out of it on, you know, the lessons that we've learned during lockdown and what we want to keep, we want to carry through. So we'll definitely be asking you guys, on if you're following us on Instagram, for your input on, well, both of those. And also do please let us know what you'd like to hear us talk about, you know, when it comes to, yeah, living during the time of coronavirus. I love calling it that, like living in the light. We're living in the time of cholera, isn't it? This famous book by Garcia Marquez.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Get in touch with us over at Love Project Love on Instagram, or you can email us hello@loveprojectlove.com. And we would love you to join us in our weekly love-ins. We'll be doing them for as long as we're in lockdown. I say here in the UK, because some places in the world listening to us are not in lockdown anymore. But yeah, so if you want to do that, it's loveprojectlove.com/love-in. You sign up and we'll send you the Zoom link. And those are just so gorgeous, aren't they? Thank you to those of you who have been joining us for those. Thank you, because it's as much for us as it is for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so nourishing and loving in there.
Yeah, just having that ritual to get ready for the week ahead from a place of calm, peace and connection as well. Just, it's just been such a nourishing space to connect and gather together. And we talked in week one about the importance of rituals and routine right now, you know, to help people feel more grounded and, you know, give you that sense of stability that we're also lacking with so much uncertainty. And it's just been that week after week, just that sense of, you know, we're all in this together, that weekly ritual that we can all depend on and look forward to. It's that, you know, bit of certainty in all of the uncertainty.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, should we finish up there for this week?
Yeah.
What a gorgeous, nourishing conversation.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Got a big smile on my face.
Me too. Well, lots of love to you all. We know this is particularly for some people, a really tough time. And I'm particularly thinking of those of you who kind of got stuck in lockdown during a bit of a limbo period, perhaps not in a home that is yours, or, you know, those of you who are in relationships that aren't going well, or who's people I know that have broken up during lockdown and then suddenly alone. And really my heart goes out to those of you who are, not in the best situations during this time.
Sending you so much love.
Yeah. And love to all of you. And yeah. We can do this one step at a time.
Yeah.
We can do this. So lots of love to you all, and we will be back next week.
See you then.
You've been listening to the Project Love podcast. We really hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, then come and subscribe on iTunes, and we'll deliver each new episode straight to your device. And we would love it if you would leave us a review to help us spread the love far and wide. And if you can't think of anything to write, then just tap 5 stars and say, best podcast ever. Thank you.